keeping hay under if you didn't want to put it in the barn. It might really be have an open thing that's just, say, four poles and a roof, and you just stick the hay under that. You ever seen anything like that around here? It really doesn't have any walls to it.
No, I guess, well, you'd call it a shed, would you not?
Some kind of shed, okay. I haven't gotten a whole lot of response from anybody from that. Some people call it a hay barrack or a rick or something like that, but not too many people are familiar with that.
No, well, do you see many of those around Troy or
about that? I've seen them, yeah, a few. But I guess I should stop asking somebody what he calls it. Okay. What about a place where a farmer might keep his cows inside?
A barn.
Okay. Now, when you say barn, are you talking about just the general...
Well, this potion for the cows or the animals or the livestock. And there might be a potion in the barn for something else to be stored. Could be a storage place for hay even up in the loft,
yeah.
Other things.
Yeah. Are you familiar with a cow barn? Do people around here use that phrase? What about a building? You say that horses could be kept in a barn too?
Yeah, I would think so, but you could also say that that could be a stable.
Okay, so a stable would be a special building just for horses?
For all use.
Okay. Any particular place where a farmer might milk his cows outside?
Outside?
Yeah.
Where? Would it be called a stall? I think maybe. I'm not sure.
Okay. Have you ever heard of anything called a milk gap? Okay. And the place where the hogs would be kept—that would be a
hog pen or a pig pen.
Mm-hmm. When you think of a hog pen, do you think of it as having any kind of shelter at all, or is it completely open?
Yeah, usually it's completely open.
Have you ever heard of a special kind of hog pen that was a little bit fancy in that it had a concrete floor, maybe? It could be cleaned very easily.
Never seen one.
Ever heard of a hog parlor?
No.
Never heard of that. Okay. Sounds kind of swanky. What about a place, what would you call a farm where milk cows are raised exclusively?
Dairy farm.
Would you use that word dairy for anything else besides a farm where milk cows are raised?
The word itself, just the word by itself?
Yeah, dairy.
Dairy? Well, I can't think of another place right now. Dairy.
Okay, what I was curious about is, say, a plant, maybe like Foremost or Hall Brothers, where milk products are processed. Would you ever call that a dairy?
Yeah, I guess you
could possibly.
Could possibly call it. I guess they did call it.
Okay, all right. What about, you probably heard about this when you were growing up, maybe, or from your grandparents. In the days before people had refrigeration, how did they keep perishables like milk and butter?
Kept it in an ice box.
What was that? Could you describe that thing?
An ice box?
Mm-hmm.
Well, an ice box was a cabinet that was made to house ice up on the top of it, and usually was insulated to
mm-hmm.
keep the ice from melting. And
mm-hmm.
down below was usually a storage area for milk or butter or other
mm-hmm.
perishables.
Did you ever hear of people taking their milk or butter down to a place where they had some running water, setting it
mm-hmm.
in, that
yes.
cool that way?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Take it down to the stream or the brook, the spring.
Mm-hmm. Did that place have a name?
Well, spring, brook.